What's like the first day of contact? How's it feel?
It felt good. I mean, wasn't like full or anything, full contact. It was just a little routes and stuff, but feeling good. Progressed a lot out there, going routes versus the defense, everything, 7-on-7, some team and everything. So overall, it just feels good to be back out there with my teammates and competing. It's a lot different competing versus someone else. So it's great to be back out there, and it's great getting back in form.
Do you feel like today is another step forward with the 11-on-11?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always a step forward, participating in more and more. So probably like tomorrow, pick it up even more. So it's going well so far, no setbacks or anything, and just having a blast competing back out there and having fun catching some balls and making some plays.
In your mind, what's the next step? What's the next step that you want to happen?
More reps and then blocking, everything like that. So just got to keep gradually working into it, coming off an injury like that, and just get my body ready for when it's time to go.
Rob, you said in the past, you know, your plan to go the full 16 this year. Are you still operating off the same plan?
Yeah, I'm still operating off the same plan.
Hey, we talked to Hooman a little bit earlier and said, you know, it was a little painful to see only one healthy tight end on Friday. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. It is. I mean, you want to be out there as a unit. You want to be out there together helping each other out. But it is what it is, and Maneri did a great job for just being here for a couple days and going in and playing. He did a great job on assignments. He did a great job blocking. So you just got to work what you work with and have the different groups out there and just deal with it, and the coaches are doing a great job with it.
Are you anxious to get hit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, got a little bit of it today, a little hitting, but not like tackling or anything, but definitely anxious, and just got to keep on progressing and listen to the training staff and do what they have me to do, and I'll get there.
Rob, would you like to play in the preseason, just if nothing else knocks the rust off?
I just love playing the game of football, so whenever they let me have the chance, I'm definitely want to play. So it's up to the training staff, but we'll see.
Are you pushing that timetable in any way, or is it just really all up to you?
No, we're just all on the same page, and we're all doing a great job with it, and I'm feeling good out there, getting in shape, catching balls, and just preparing myself to the best I can right now.
Would you be worried about taking a hit on that? You know, you're in a game, they can hit you anywhere. Would that worry you the first time you took a hit underneath?
Nah. If I'm ready to get out there, I'm ready to get out there. I'll be ready to roll. And it's just like any other part of the body getting hit now. So once I get rolling like that, it'll just be like another day getting hit.
Rob, can you compare this rehab process to the one that you've gone through in the past, particularly last summer?
Oh, yeah. No, we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to compare. Yeah. That was a good question, though. Better answer. I might be out.
Rob, in the 11-on-11s, it didn't take long for Tom to throw the ball in your direction. Can you just talk about just that connection with Tom and getting it going again in that setting?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely huge to get going and be on the same page as the quarterback. And not just the quarterback. You want to be on the same page with the wide receivers and be on different levels on the route. Just all on the same page as offense as a whole, and just I've been working with Tom since I've been out here, though, but we haven't been doing it versus the defense or anything, so it was good to be right out there and boom, just like it never missed before, and he hit me. I think we got a couple passes thrown to me for catches on the 11-on-11, so that was good.
Rob, you're talking about working with Tom just one-on-one. What do you get from that specifically? Translated into the 11-on-11?
It's huge. You just can't hop yourself, just jump right into 11-on-11 action. You got to, I mean, doing one-on-ones, getting your body accumulated, getting your legs underneath you, all before that. So that's why it's always good to do everything I was doing leading up to it. So when I went out there today, I felt like I was prepared and I felt like ready to go.
How's your fitness, Rob?
My fitness?
Yeah,
it's good, but you can always work on it. I mean, it's different running a route 20 yards down the field and running right back to the huddle. And you know Tom, always trying to get to the next play. So always can work on it and got to keep on working on it every single day.
Last question, guys.
Rob, it looks like there was one play there. You caught a pass near the sideline. Malcolm Butler was kind of on top of you quick and stripped it out. Was it kind of surprising to get?
Yeah. That's definitely. Gotta get back used to it. I mean, he did. He made a great play, but on my behalf, I gotta tuck that ball in and not let him do that. So just a little rust, gotta get knocked off, and keep on working every day so things like that don't happen.